Letters That Never Existed, written by Amy Venn, read by Raven. Summary: Jack will never get the letters Sam writes on the Odyssey. April 3rd, 2007. Dear Jack, you'll probably never read this, but we've been stuck on the Odyssey for more than 2 weeks now, and I was thinking of you. I set up the time dilation field to give us more time before an Ori weapon blast hit us. But now that we have it, I'm having trouble finding a solution that won't end up with us dead anyway. You don't know that, of course, because much more time is passing for me than it is for you. I don't know whether I feel bad that you won't miss me, too, or happy you won't be worried about me. It's probably both. Sam. October 19th, 2007. Dear Jack, I'm no closer to getting us home than I was 4 months ago. I just don't see a way for us to get the Odyssey out of the way in time once we shut down the time dilation. Vala is planning a Halloween party. She's been really good for morale. I don't think we'd be doing quite so well if it wasn't for her. Somehow, she's convinced Daniel to dress up as Indiana Jones, and she's made me a copy of that black leather outfit she has. I wish you were here to see it. I wish you were here to tell me I can fix this. I always seem to think up a solution whenever you ordered me to. Sam. March 13th, 2009. Dear Jack, it's been 2 years, and I have nothing. I never realized how absolutely I relied on your ridiculous, sarcastic comments to push me in the right direction. You're much smarter than you ever gave yourself credit for. Sam. June 2nd, 2010. Jack. Cam caught Vala coming out of Daniel's room very early this morning. You owe me $20. Sam. December 29th, 2023. Dear Jack, it's my birthday today. Today, I'm just as old as you are. So all those arguments you had about being too old for me, you can forget about them. Because when we get out of this, I will be just as interested in you as I was 20-some years ago. If we get out of this. I feel like we're in some kind of twisted Sleeping Beauty where the whole universe is asleep and the princess is locked in the tallest tower, wide awake but powerless to save her prince. But I'm not giving up. Sam. February 14th, 2038. Damn it, Jack, why aren't you here? I wish I had never thought to activate this stupid time dilation field. I'm on a ship filled with the most advanced scientific equipment in the galaxy, and all I can think of is you. How I'll never feel you touch me, or see you smile, or hear you call me Carter ever again. I miss you, Jack, and you don't even know I'm gone. And I keep thinking of all the time we lost, putting our personal lives on hold because the SGC needs us. But I need us, Jack. I need you. Always, Sam. December 9th, 2046. Dear Jack, we lost General Landry today. He died of old age, and I can't help thinking that it's my fault. If you were here, you'd know the right thing to say to make me feel better. No, you'd say exactly the wrong thing, just to make me smile. I think I'm starting to forget what you look like. I have to find a way to end this. I don't want to die without seeing you again. Sam. March 15th, 2057. I solved it! Well, Cam gave me the idea. But the important thing is, we're going back. Not just back to the normal flow of time, but actually back in time. To the moment before we activated the time dilation field. Teal'c will be shielded from the temporal changes, so he can retain the knowledge of how to avoid the Ori blast. So you really won't be getting any of these letters. Because, if we're right, they won't exist. But just in case something goes wrong, I want to put one thing in writing. I love you, Jack O'Neill. We never really talked about it. But I have to believe you knew that. Don't let me waste our chances this time around. Love, always. Sam. The end. Thank you for listening.